a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 2nd, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and joining me is the co-host, Clint Powell, the PhD of East Ridge. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well today. Fairly well.
Good. It's July 2nd, you said, right?
That's right.
So, but the next time people hear from us, we'll have gone past July 4th.
That's the way it works on the calendar, Clint.
Yeah, I thought so. So I was going to just put a message out there for July 4th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You had actually had an agenda, intent there.
You ready?
Yes.
Suck it, England. There.
There we go. Wow, what a start for the great
1776.
Show.
Now it's all uphill now. Now all the good stuff comes. Back to you, Ed Jones.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we had a wonderful show. I think I love talking about Charlie Wysong and his 15 children, how he raised them on a old-fashioned principle of herbal natural health, and all 15 survived without all their antibiotics, survived without steroids, survived without vaccines, survived, and they all did extremely well, plus the two parents, so 17 people are able to be healthy in this country without Walgreens. Duh. Mm-hmm. And also Stacy from Alchemy Med Spa, we talked about the threads that you can use for kind of like replacing Botox in a way. And I went up and did threads. I went up there about a week ago or 2 weeks ago it was. And it takes about 2 weeks to fully heal from it where the collagen starts filling in. It was amazing. You stand up out of the chair and you can see visible differences at that moment.
Wow.
Is it painful? It's not pleasant, I will have to say. It is very manageable. Stacy does extremely good job with the right lidocaine in the right places. Mm-hmm. It would be very tough without lidocaine, but lidocaine's a magical little compound that I'm glad the pharmaceuticals did invent.
Yeah.
And we spent about an hour, and I'm going probably get a little bit one more tune-up. But the level of wrinkle called the, I think it's called the dreaded nines. No, dreaded 11s, excuse me, nines. The 11s is what those wrinkles are between your eyes that run up and down.
Right.
And they're at least 50% better, and they're going to keep filling in so that you can see. I know there's no before and after with you sitting here. But her before and after pictures were like day and night.
Well, and let's just be real. Women probably do this more than men, and they handle pain way better than we do. So where it's uncomfortable for you, a lot of women are like, yeah, they do. They just handle those type of things better than we do.
Well, I would say that's true, but Stacy and her partner, who was a helper up there, gave me a great compliment and said I was a very tough man, Clint, and that most men would be cringing, and I didn't bat an eye. So thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Gladiator Edward.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it weird that they have to say that to the dudes? To the women, it's their lunch break. For a guy, it's like, you're doing so good, Ed. You're way tougher than the other guys. I think they proved my point there, to be honest with you. But yeah, good for them. They're good people. They're real good people.
There seems to be some doubt in Clint's voice that I am that tough. That's the thing.
Well, I doubt all men in our toughness. When we compare to women, maybe between me and you, you're tougher, but between you and women, I'm going to give the nod to women every day.
Well, they are a tough breed. Yes. There's no doubt.
Yes.
They've had to put up with us.
What are you doing? What do you have in your hands?
I got a sample. I'm going to go nuts on this new food. I always dreamed of a chip that I did not have to feel guilty about eating, because who doesn't like chips? I don't eat chips because they have vegetable oils that are horrible and their sources are pretty despicable from A to Z. Almost everything in a chip is something you don't want for general health. Well, this friend of mine, Blaine Reynolds, who is a dentist in town, he sent me this picture about 4 weeks ago and said, Ed, you have to try these chips. So I know his taste buds are kind of like mine. So I had my Dina order them, the person in, who does all her great ordering. And I tried them, and I could not believe it. I told, you know, Brian Connell, my friend.
Yeah.
We went and ate Jason's Deli today, and I slid it across the table. I said, Brian, you got to try these chips. He said, I don't really like health food chips. They never taste good. I said, well, we're going to try these. He could not believe it. And guess what the three ingredients are? You will not believe what they consist of.
What?
Chicken breast, antibiotic-free, egg whites, and chicken bone broth.
Wow.
With Himalayan sea salt. And I just gave Clint a little snack right
They're
before.
Really good.
And
really good.
This pretty stunning how great. They're called Wild, W-I-L-D-E, protein chips.
So let's see. Doritos in my world is a 10 when it comes to chips.
Okay.
These, I would give these a 7.5 to 8.
That's what I would too. And I'm not a connoisseur, but I would give them a 7.5 to an 8 exactly. And
which
again,
is well worth buying and keeping in your pantry.
Again, those small steps is what makes the biggest difference in the long run. You know, saving $25 a week is a whole lot better than saving $500 once a year if you keep doing it consistently. And with the $500, you're not going to keep being consistent.
Yeah.
You're going to do it one time. Like you're going to go to the gym for one whole month and you're going to quit.
Yep.
Nope, that's not going to get you anywhere except super sore. And I did a whole post on Doritos and the fact that MSG is in it, and that's an addictive drug. No, there's no chip. I don't think a chip has it except Doritos. That's why people crave it, because it has a chemical on it that your brain gets addicted to.
You know what I didn't know about Doritos? On the back of the bag, when it says serving size, that they're lying. You know what the serving size of a bag of Doritos is?
What?
One bag of Doritos.
No.
For me.
Oh, for you.
Yeah, it may say like 9 servings. No.
No.
And once I open the bag of Doritos, that's the serving size.
Well, there are.
Because they are. In my world, they're a crack for me.
That's exactly right. And it's really
I don't
not,
eat them that much anymore.
Well,
so.
It's not really your fault, because you've been, what's the old word, horn-swaggled into
horn
it?
Horn-swaggled, yeah.
Horn-swaggled, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you did something you were not aware of, which is it really truly is a drug.
Ooh.
MSG is a drug to some people.
Back to your chips, though. Do you carry those in the store now?
Yes, they are now just being stocked, and they're all called Wild, W-I-L-D-E. Heck, if you're not in my store, get them wherever you find them. If you find them, you know what, probably Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, get them.
Mm-hmm.
W-I-L-D-E. I did a post on our YouTube channel. Nutrition World has a YouTube channel. Please, I encourage you to go to learn things. They're all about 5 to 8 minutes long. And I did one last week where I did an analogy, and I had this empty cup, and I had a big pitcher of liquid on in the bigger pitcher size. And so the cup represented our optimal health. It represented our resilience. It represented how much currency of health that we're born with,
right,
really. And I started talking about, well, about 15 years old, you know, we start using a lot of chemicals. Like girls will use, you know, different shampoos and hair stuff. Guys, you know, might put cologne on. They're going to be cooking.
Deodorants, toothpaste,
microwaves, with plastic, toothpaste, exactly. And every time I mentioned a word, I'd pour a little water in that cup. Well, I got to the fact that then we get into mattresses that have fire retardants. People don't realize that's a very strong chemical that is very bad for our body.
Right.
Of course, bad to burn up, too, but there are other ways to protect yourself, perhaps. Last time I heard, it was bad to burn up.
Yes,
I'm not
it
sure
is.
About
it
that.
Is.
I think it's toxic.
It is, yeah, very.
But then we add the dirty water that we drink, and then the foods and the glyphosates, and I get to a point where the cup's full.
Mm-hmm.
I said, here's where the symptoms start pouring out of your body, because you were already building it. You just didn't feel it. We're about 40 years old now after all this. About 40, you start feeling the anxiety, the fatigue, the depression, the lack of sleep. And I said, you go to your doctor, and he says, oh, you know, here's your 2 or 3 prescriptions, and I pour the water totally in the cup, and it completely floods the whole thing, because pharmaceuticals are another toxin that just keeps filling the cup full of unnatural things.
Well, we don't address why we're not sleeping or the anxiety. So the pills for anxiety, the pill for sleeping, the pill to lose weight, the pill to help with this, the help with blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So we do we take the easy button.
Easy button.
Instead of figuring out the cause, and maybe of the 5 things I'm suffering from, maybe I do need medical help on 1. Or 2.
Absolutely.
But the other 2 or 3 are probably within my range of making better decisions, and I just forego that because it's just a stop at the doctor.
That's right. And the thing is, most of those things that I went through only requires you to move your hand from one product to the one that's maybe 1 foot down on the right, like your toothpaste, your soaps that you use, your detergent, your the water. All you need to do is get a good water filter. Just some of these small changes that will not require you to get up and go to the gym.
Or stop by a place like Nutrition World as you pass it going from the grocery store back to your house. You know, you're going to spend the money on gas going to the doctor to end up get for the symptoms, right? I'm going to drive the 13 miles to the doctor's office when I can't sleep. Why don't I just drive to the Nutrition World or someplace like that if there's something, or, you know, making better decisions?
I agree. Yeah. Ran across something on Instagram that I really liked the idea of, and I've always wondered why it wasn't marketed. It's by a company called Jase Case, J-A-S-E Case. What you do is you spend $249 with this company.
Okay.
And you're going to have to do an online quick little Zoom visit with a physician. You will then get a emergency suitcase. This, in this suitcase will be 5 antibiotics.
Yep.
Why we don't do what Mexico already does. You walk into any little magic market, you buy your antibiotics. Well, I don't like it because the public's very unaware of the dangers of it. But if we can do it intelligently, this keeps you from that Friday night, oh my gosh, I'm getting deathly sick and having to wait till Monday, or going to a walk-in clinic where you have people who sometimes do not know their stuff, overprescribe, and are not good at diagnosing.
I've heard of the J case before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm telling you, and go, let's rewind. Go back to COVID. Mm-hmm. Can't really go to doctors anymore.
Yes.
Or you're on vacation with your family, and now all of a sudden, they should sponsor this radio show, because they're sponsoring a podcast out there, a bunch of them. And it's a fantastic idea. When the crap hits the fan, I now have something that can get me through maybe a month or two of not being well.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the thing is, once you get feeling ill, you can consult them. I don't know if it's 24/7, but it's pretty, you know, well offered that you could consult them if you're not sure which antibiotic do I need. Now, this is all in case it's bacterial in origin. I'm not sure if they are of the mindset that I am, that if it's viral, we don't need to be doing antibiotics. It is only if it's bacterial. But you know what? If it's bacterial, it can be bad.
Yeah.
So is virus. Oh, we can't do anything about the virus except build your own immune system through things like Manuka honey, which I'm a huge fan of for viruses, but also the immune system with NAC and vitamin D and all the things we normally talk about. So there's my plug for Jase. And, you know, we might just contact them and see if they'd like to do something
with us. Great idea.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be speaking hopefully with Dr. Lasar about vascular health. And he's always so informative. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And as we spoke in the first segment, we have Dr. Lasar here, who is our most visited expert in the field of health that we've ever had on Vital Health Radio.
He wins the award.
He does.
Yeah. Listen, I just wanted to call the mascot.
There we go. We'll make him the mascot. Doll.
Wow, you got it.
Juan, you get the award. We will do that. Well, I'll make one of those little bobble dolls. What do they call them?
Bobblehead dolls.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my memory's slipping because it's, we are talking about Men's Health Month.
Yeah.
So maybe part could be the mental part.
I think it's a perfect segue into giving it over to the professional.
Well, it absolutely is the perfect segue. And actually, we have three experts here in men and how we think about things.
You're the health side, though, you and Ed. I'll be the men's side.
Okay, you'll be the men's side.
I can't, yeah.
But, you know, one of the things I was thinking about before I came on to the segment was I usually like to bring, you know, some different facts to kind of, you know, stimulate people to think about things and make myself look smart and everything. But I didn't really do that this time, and because I really want to get to something.
Okay.
And we'll get to that at the end of this. But, you know, I think one of the first things we've got to talk about is, you know, what makes a man a man?
Mm-hmm.
And what's important to us as men? You know, I think strength is one thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're taught to be strong. And, you know, I need some expert testimony over here.
Well,
help me out here. What makes a man a man?
I talk about this on my podcast from time to time. Definitions of manhood. I think the actions have changed through over, you know, the last couple hundred years. It used to be all of us had to plant crops and kill the bear and protect the house, right? Because that's we didn't have jobs and offices like we have now.
Yeah.
Industrial Revolution hadn't happened yet, and so now though we do different things, but I think the same characteristics are still required of us: being stoic, calm in emergencies, the strength part of it, and
responsible,
all those things. But a lot of it, I think guys kind of shove the stuff that we take care of, we're supposed to take care of for ourselves, under the carpet, which is part of it too. Sacrifice.
And that's a great segue for talking about Men's Health Month and really kind of what we got to, you know, focus on. You know, I guess I will throw out a couple facts. I just can't help myself. But about 25% of men in 2020, the people who died, the men who died, it was related to heart disease.
Mm.
And so that was having a heart attack, really. That's really what I'm talking about. And about 50% of men have high blood pressure. And that's not controlled. So, or part of it's controlled. So about half of those that have it controlled. And about 40% of men have overweight issues, obesity issues. And so these things play into diabetes, which cause heart disease. Those same characteristics that make a man a great man,
mm-hmm.
strength and fortitude and resilience and responsibility,
sacrificing for others. Yeah.
Those are the same things that can be a two-edged sword. And so, if you are a person out there who has been had great energy most of your life, but in the last 6 months you can say, "Hey, I'm 50% energy."
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that. That's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
We think that as we get older that we're going to start become lose our mind or lose our strength, and that's not necessarily the case. I mean, look at Ed here.
Mm-hmm.
You're in peak health. You look like you're in peak health, and have just gone through a major operation. I know you've talked about that before, and you're a better person for that now.
Well, I do know that challenges will either take us down or build us up if we how we choose to process those challenges. But you're exactly right. I think a lot of men, and I use this analogy, feel that our body when we're 20, 30, and 40 is like a Ford F-150 truck that's four-wheel drive, and it's got all the capacity it needs to do just about anything. And so you get in the morning, you just turn the key, and you start it, and you drive off. And even though there's a little rattle here, a little rattle there, you don't really check your truck because it's so dependable. But we don't have that connection like you spoke of with kind of intuitive monitoring, taking stock of what's going on, fatigue. Wow, I am getting tired. And most guys just blow it off.
Okay, I'm not sleeping.
I'm working too hard. I'm not exercising enough. I know I'm eating a little bit too many carbs. No, maybe it needs to look a little further. Go to a health professional where you can get your body looked at internally, like your blood chemistry, and at least get a CBC, CNP, or something to start ruling things out. Because women are so much better at taking care of themselves than us trucks.
Well, here's what happens, guys. If my car starts making a noise, I'll ignore the check engine light. I just turn the radio up. That way I don't hear that.
If that's your natural proclivity, that's how you are, then that's when you want to get that health professional to kind of check you and answer some of those questions, or at least ask some of those questions.
Right.
Because sometimes you can define, you know, the major issues. You know, it's as simple as, you know, as men get older, sometimes they have some prostate problems. Mm-hmm. We know that about 10% of men are going to get a cancer from prostate, and you know, or they have trouble, you know, urinating. And you know, I think what happens is people have a trouble that way, and they think, well, maybe I have the cancer. You know, maybe I shouldn't. You know, if I go in too far into this, I'm going to find out something that I don't really want to know.
Right? Yeah.
And you know, Ed, if you had a patient come to you and had said, "Listen, I can't urinate real well, and mm-hmm. I'm having problems," what would you give him?
Well,
what would you tell him?
You know, taking history again, which is very important to find out how long has it been going on, what are the true symptoms, and then basically say, if you want to rule out diseases, you will have to go get a health professional to run some tests. I might say, for 2 weeks, let's try some natural things. If in 2 weeks it's not better, it's time to go to someone. That's the common sense approach to do that.
And a very simple thing would be zinc, having zinc in somebody's diet for their prostate problems.
Absolutely, or a prostate formula. But again, in 2 to 3 weeks, you still have the same issue. I mean, I've had ups and downs on that one particular thing for 20 years. I manage it. I know what to do. It's the same old, so I'm not too overly concerned. But if it comes out of the clear blue and you've never had that before, it is time to get something checked.
You know, one thing, though, that in the world you're in, and Ed, you too, but especially with you because you deal with people, they come to you with, they got problems or something. I think sometimes we overlook how much these taking care of these small things add to what you were talking about, the cup of water in segment one, mm-hmm. these small things add up to fill up the cup, affects our mental health as men too. Living with, you can live with pain, but pain will change you though. You can live with fear, mm-hmm. fear will change you though. You can live with the weight gain and the regret and the, I'm just getting, but that will all change you. You may not think it does. It changes how you filter life. It changes how you interact with people. And the biggest thing it does is it starts filtering your quality of life. And if we're going to talk about health, I think it's important to realize our physical body and our mental health are tied together.
Yeah, I've always said it this way. We are three things. We are mind, we are body, we are spirit.
Yep.
And if you are deficient in one of those areas, life doesn't have the joy and the happiness and the hope that you should have.
They pull from each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll make it up. You know, it affects your mind. I'll learn to live with stuff instead of just coming to see the doctor or getting the blood work done, doing the zinc.
So, Ed, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you've talked about your hip replacement. You had a bilateral hip replacement. I mean, major surgery. You put that off for how long?
I put it off because of multiple reasons for 3 years, because I'm the kind of person who, I don't want any regrets. And the way to not have regrets for Edward Jones is I'm going to do what I feel philosophically is appropriate to see if this works first. Because one, it is not terminal. Two is, okay, it hurts, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to live any less time. So I put it off. And also, I had two different orthopedics who said that it wasn't bad. Mm. If the first one had said, "This is, you don't have any hips left, son," I would have probably taken a step, but I didn't have that. Only on the third one, Dr. Higgins said, yeah, I don't know how you're walking.
Yeah.
And so I chose to take the steps into the double hip replacement.
But if you would have had a doctor said, hey, listen, I think you probably need to have surgery to fix that, would you have done that surgery sooner, knowing what you know now, how good you feel now?
I know I'm a very odd person. Feel that I have grown as a human being through 3 years of pain, that I would not trade those 3 years of pain for anything. I would not go back and change one single thing on my whole process. I have become more humble. I've found the simple parts of life that I used to ignore, like the rain falling this morning, walking to the toilet, being able to sit without having, being able to sit off the toilet without falling to the floor and tearing my little towel racks down, which I did multiple times because I had to grasp the towel rack because I couldn't stand after I pooped. Those things have changed me to such a better human being. No, I wouldn't go one day less. It was absolutely perfect, but I'm an unusual person.
Well, I think you've taken the glass that, or taken the gift that you had with that, and you made the best of it.
So. I had hip replacement, and I'm probably going to have my right one replaced at some point because it's hurting really bad. So I'll go not to the degree that Ed did, but looking back on mine, I lived with it for about a year and a half. I would have done it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
My pain.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to have hip. So I'd already gone to the doctor, and my doctor Hartley, who's retired now, was like, "Dude,
Even if the first guy had said your hips were really, really, really bad, if those were my hips, I would schedule you next month. I would have taken 6 months probably to use my tools in my toolbox.
Now that I agree with.
Then I wouldn't have found. Of course, it didn't work because they were broke. They basically could not be fixed. And then I would have done it at that point. But the way life evolved and unloaded on me was perfectly fine. I think it did it just what it needed to do. But
so,
I'm unusual.
So you said you're unusual, and I would agree, because I think you engage in your medical health. That is who you are. That's you're about health. And I think a lot of people just shy away from that, and they don't really engage.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of why I wanted to kind of bring that to the front was just to talk about that aspect of the of men, because they need to be strong and they need to be tough about how things, and they're afraid of possibly getting feeble as we get older. The important things are, you want to avoid the really bad things. You want to avoid the heart attack, because once you do that, you have a piece of heart that's gone. Or you want to avoid the stroke because your blood pressure is way out of control. Just because you might be worried you have prostate cancer, don't not take care of those things that you have to take care of. So I would just encourage people to think about engaging in their medical health, because it is so critical. And a mistake like that where you miss those important things,
that's different than hips.
Yeah,
and can
lead to something else.
Do we have time? I just want to say one quick thing. The other thing to your point, doctor, is that Ed was engaging. Unlike most men who just learn to live and air quote cope with the pain, which is Advil and do whatever you can just to make it through, Ed was also going to therapy. He was trying crazy treatments. He was he was engaging, but not in it with the doctor. A lot of guys don't have his resources or don't know about those things, or they don't engage like that. They just simply ignore it until they are down on the ground and then are being carried to the hospital.
And Dr. Lazar is so right. The cardiovascular disease just by itself, it isn't something that's going to fix itself. It's not something you can just live with, because when you're living with it, it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's 10 times more heart disease in women than there is breast cancer, but yet all you do is see pink everywhere. The heart disease is being ignored a lot compared to what it should be. We now have information and tools that can truly delay heart disease by a long, decent time, a decade or two, if you can embrace them by people who know their stuff. Even yourself, by learning what to do. So the philosophy of my hips is not the philosophy of hearts.
Yes.
I will be absolutely stern on that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ed. 1 in 3 women die from heart disease.
One in three.
I've got 3 ladies in my life, and I always worry.
Wow.
So it's important to kind of keep them. For men, it's 1 in 2, right? Mm-hmm. So when we die, it's usually heart disease that's what gets us. But, Ed, you said something earlier that was really important. You had a plan. You had a plan. You said, we're going to do plan A, and is it working? No, it's not working. We got to do plan B. It's not working. I got to go do plan C. And you worked with the medical professionals in your world, and you got the good result. And I think that's a testament to you.
I appreciate that.
And I think that's how we should probably try to structure ourselves. So the men out there that are listening to this, something's changed in your life, pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. Go talk to somebody that actually knows what they're doing and get some counseling about your body, your health. You know, we're cars. You got to change the tires and change the oil and do this stuff.
Every now and then.
Every now and then. Turn the radio down. Yes. You got to turn the radio down.
There you go. Turn
it down. And listen to that car.
That's such good advice. And especially coming from someone as credible as yourself. And I love myself personally when I speak to clients, which I did three of them yesterday. And all three of those, they said, you know, I feel so much better after speaking to you. And I said, you know what? You got a plan. You got a plan now. People need plans. They're not just wandering around in the lost dark woods. And that plan can be, you know, many plans. It depends on, you need to find trusted people that you can you know, be speaking with, sitting with, getting information and advice. And if it doesn't work, you move on. You don't stay with something that's not working. You can have some feedback system. And again, I think most men are so fearful of finding out that they're going to be decrepit and they're going to be feeble, like you said, and they just run from it. And there's a middle ground there. You don't have to run into the emergency room and just throw yourself on a cot. You can do middle ground stuff with people you trust. So thank you, Dr. Lazar, again, for coming in. Always such a pleasure. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a couple big stories I want to talk about. Mm. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and we always look forward to about every 3 months. We have an amazing veterinarian, Dr. Colleen Smith from CHI. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hey, Ed. It's so great to be here.
Always great to hear from you. I've known you for as long as you've been in business. How long has that been?
Oh, gosh. I've had my clinic for about 11 years, but I've been here for 17, 18 years.
Yeah. I actually came to you before you had your clinic. Mm-hmm. I think you were on Signal Mountain.
Yep. Yeah, I was there for 4 years.
I had forgotten all about that. And so today we're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart that I'm glad I have got passed through, which is hip dysplasia. Now, that wasn't the official diagnosis for me, but my hips were probably as whatever dysplasia means was probably on scored 100 and certainly been, you know, far better off now that I've had my double hips replaced. And we're going to talk about some cool things, one of which is acupuncture and many of the options that you offer people that have pets with hip dysplasia. So first off, what is hip dysplasia?
Hip dysplasia is changes, actual arthritic changes, osteoarthritic changes in the hip joint itself. So when I first see a very, very young dog, I can kind of guarantee that they'll have hip dysplasia if I see that the femoral head and the joint, its joint capsule itself is separate. They're not nice and locked in tight together. There's looseness there. So over time, that looseness starts causing the hip dysplasia, which, you know, causes arthritis, inflammation, and a lot of pain, decreased range of motion.
All the things I had.
Yeah.
And it can hit sometimes not, they don't have to be too old, do they?
No. You know, there's a lot of factors that can make it worse very fairly quickly, and that's, you know, weight and some nutrition and some other things. Genetics can play a big part of that as well. There's a lot of breed lines that will show hip dysplasia. There are tests that they do for x-rays to kind of see if they're going to have hip dysplasia down the line or if that line has an issue with her hips.
Well, so traditionally, what is the normal recommendation?
Normal recommendation for hip dysplasia is probably non-steroidals, pain mm-hmm. medication, and or surgery. That's
and
basically it.
Mm-hmm. Very similar to humans, of
mm-hmm.
course.
Mm-hmm.
And with anyone who really studies holistic health or the things that I've been involved with, those drugs are wonderful for the short run and pretty destructive in the long run to gut health, and actually helps to further degenerate the joint in a long-term basis if you keep doing it. Just as I did, I had to take something because I couldn't sleep and this and that. And chronic pain will, you know, bring you to your knees when it's large enough. But it's not the biggest thing is how do we look deeper to figure out options that are allowing the body to help either manage itself better or actually sometimes, you know, fix the issue. And I know that you do, that's all you do is study that. And I know that that can't always happen with humans and or pets, but it's the best first option. And there's no doubt because with something like dysplasia, you don't have to get a blood test. I mean, you're going to observe your dog. You're going to say he's better, she's better, she's worse, she's not worse. So where do you start with what you recommend?
Usually I'll do x-rays unless they've come to me already mm-hmm. with the diagnosis of hip dysplasia. I try acupuncture first. We will do some natural pain medications. I don't go straight to non-steroidals, anti-inflammatories, because it's just very hard in the liver, very hard in the kidneys. So acupuncture, there's a ton of research. That's one of the first things when they start doing acupuncture in pets was for hip dysplasia.
Really?
So there's a lot of research on that, and there's a lot of background on it.
Now, they don't teach that as your normal curriculum, do they?
No. You know, I get a regular vet school just like everybody else, and then I just did some further education to learn acupuncture.
You know, I don't ever remember hardly this. It's been so long ago. When I left Chattanooga to go to MTSU, I loved animals and pets and like a lot of people, and I signed up on pre-vet. Realized real fast, I don't quite have the brain connections for that like you do, obviously, and I went to criminal justice instead. But that's one tough degree, there's no doubt. I mean, I hear it's tougher than even a medical degree.
It is. It's hard to get into vet school. But if you love it, you can do it. There's a lot of stuff you're not prepared for, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of death, a lot of geriatric care, stuff like that. But it's very rewarding. I love it.
I bet it is. So as far as, again, people managing their pets with acupuncture, is this something that, like, and again, I love to hear this because the naysayers who kind of think that's all kind of placebo, we know there's not placebo with animals. You're not telling them, they don't understand that these are therapy and these are needles and they're going to make you better. Where in humans, we do hear that, and it can have a powerful positive effect. But also on the opposite side, we have something called nocebo, which is when someone says, oh, you look very unwell today and you're pale and you're not feeling well. Well, guess what? Half the people end up not feeling well and being unwell. That's the opposite of placebo. But in these animals, do they see results quickly?
They do, depending on how chronic it is. Mm-hmm. So if I'm diagnosing it early, usually I can get some responses with my acupuncture. And I do other modalities as well. We can cover that. But if it's been chronic and it's been going on for years and years and years and there hasn't been a lot of treatment in the past for it, then it will take me a while. I do kind of have a protocol that I'll give people when I do it.
Now, would they come once a week?
Mm-hmm. Usually once a week. It's hard with schedules to do more than that, but once a week for 5 to 6 treatments. And then we kind of like let them go, you know, mm-hmm. and take a break for a little while and see how they do. It's cumulative, so it will last for several months. And then when it starts to wear off, then they come back in for, you know, we call it a tune-up.
Mm. Well, for people who don't understand the mechanism of action, how does needles make the body do different things?
So, well, this can be a long conversation. They have found, actually, they've done a lot of microscopic testing on this, and they found that the neurovascular bundle, which is the nerve, artery, and vein that comes through the fascia, is 70% of the acupuncture points. How they figured that out 4,000 years ago, it feels like a million, how that lines up with that part of the fascia, they don't really know how they figured that out, but that's where you have your pain receptors with your opioid receptors. That's what acupuncture works mm-hmm. on, your opioid receptors. So it goes to the spinal cord and it goes to the brain. It releases endorphins and in the spinal cord and releases enkephalins. And in the local spots, if I do it around a knee or hips, mm-hmm. it's called dynorphins. So it blocks pain, it increases the inflammatory response and then brings out the inflammatory mm-hmm. cells out of that area. So there's less inflammation. It also affects the immune system, but that's a whole nother lecture. Sure. Yeah.
It's just so magical when I get to hear things like what you're saying, because it doesn't make sense logically at first, but then all of a sudden we've been programmed to think that, you know, strong painkillers make sense. And in some ways they do, in some ways they don't. But in order to have the options, I think you're the only veterinarian in Chattanooga doing acupuncture. Is that right?
Yeah, there's one or two. Actually, there's a couple more. I think when I started doing it, and I was getting a little bit of naysayers that I was a little bit, you know, nutty. Uh-huh. And as most of some other people in town realized that this seems to be really working pretty well, and we do have quite a few other veterinarians mm-hmm. that started going to acupuncture school, actually. So
wonderful.
I think that once they saw that there was some effect, that there's it's a thing. It works.
It's a thing. I love it. And I always take it as a compliment when I'm accused of crazy in my field anyway. That means we've stepped out of the normal traditional toolbox and we've actually thought for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I remember someone telling me in the medical field 20 years ago, when people graduate from medical school, every year they build a 1 foot high wall around themselves. And in about 6 years, they're probably doomed because they'll never be able to think for themselves again. They've been taught very, very hard information and studied greatly, but it's almost like a brainwashing technique to keep them from embracing integrative. And I don't know if functional medicine applies with that word to what you do, but I think it does. And I'm just thankful that there are brave people like you out there. Now, what else down the road? And, you know, if we can throw anything about nutrients and joint mm-hmm. building and, you know, maybe diet and things like that. What is your next step after acupuncture?
Well, usually with acupuncture, I will do a chiropractic treatment, and that actually will kind of release the muscle tension, because when you have pain in the joints, those muscles tense up. So it improves and that helps flexibility.
Actually get the joint to adjust? I mean,
they don't really say, because I work on the back and I work on the hips, I work around the neck, because on dogs, you know, and cats actually, because they're a tabletop, that neck is a big lever, you know, back to physics. So I do work on the neck, which doesn't seem to be connected, but it's all connected.
Uh-huh.
The biggest part is I'm relaxing a lot of the muscle tension. Mm-hmm. And when you relax the muscle tension, you can increase flexibility and range of motion. And because if you start shuffling like a little old man, then you're going to shorten those muscles and then you're going to lose muscle strength. And mm-hmm. it just kind of cycles, gets worse and worse. No offense on the old man comment. But so chiropractic goes with my acupuncture. I do supplements for mm-hmm. sure. I do joint supplements, even some anti-inflammatory supplements. you know, CBD works great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will recommend physical therapy for some of my patients. I used to have a physical therapy department, but we decided to do retail.
So there's people out there doing physical therapy for animals.
Yes, there's quite a few clinics in town that do physical therapy. It's great. It's amazing. Yes.
I'm on about number 62 physical therapy because I did 40 before my surgery as a pre-op. And, well, also I was optimistic thinking I could get good enough where I wouldn't have to have surgery. But it ended up being a real positive because I went into surgery stronger than I ever would have been without that. And before all of this, I was neutral about PT. I didn't know much about it. It sounded like it was reasonable. It made sense. But after I've been involved in it, if you have the right person, again, it's all about the person with passion and ability to think clearly and help personalize your journey, not checking boxes off like some of the big corporate places tend to do, not always. But I never knew there was PT for animals. Now, what I imagine is, you talked about you occasionally do horses. You're not adjusting the spine of a horse or a neck, are you?
When I do it, there's two types of physical therapy that they kind of do in the veterinary world. And one is a hand manipulation. I use an activator, which is on the human side, just a little hammer. I do go over the spine, but really what it's doing is just micro adjustments. It's not like it's off like when you see a brick wall and separating from the wall. But it's tiny, tiny, tiny micro adjustments, which, you know, the nerves are so tiny, tiny, tiny. So it affects, that's where you're affecting the nerves and that muscle tension and relaxing those muscles. So, yeah, it's amazing because horses are really obvious when you treat them. I mean, they physically will show a full body relaxation when you work on them.
And I would guess that I do believe there's a lot of intuition in many creatures, not just humans. And I would bet you that they relax when you're working on them, don't they?
Yeah,
they
totally.
They know that this is going to be helpful and something that's going to please their system.
Cool. And usually after the first treatment, they know what I'm doing because the first time they're like, what's happening here? When I come to visit for the second treatment, they're like, oh, yeah, this sounds great. Yeah.
Now, there are people who do pet massage, I guess, aren't there?
There are some. I'm not sure if there's any pet massage people in town anymore. Actually, my technician who did physical therapy also did massage, but she's gone into the human two-legged field now. But I'm not sure actually in town if there are any pet massage people. It does help people. For some people, it just doesn't seem like it's worth the cost.
Right, right.
If you can't really see a huge gain from it.
As far as we've covered some CBDs, wonderful, and I agree. I think in humans we have to do it pretty often during the day, like maybe at least twice. I don't know if you find that to be the same. It needs to be a good brand, obviously, and people like you and I research our brands. We don't just haphazardly buy a brand and resell it. And then acupuncture. And if a person has to or a pet has to be on a small amount of drugs, what is the safest anti-inflammatory? Is there one that you feel is better? I mean, like, I know in the human side, you know, a couple people I trust said, well, you know, if you got to be on things, take Celebrex. It's going to have the least side effect. Not so sure of that, but I think it is probably one of the safest. What is it for pets?
Because one of the things I do use is Boswellia, which is frankincense, which is a pretty good anti-inflammatory. But otherwise, my main go-tos for non-steroidal is called Medicam. It's actually a human drug, Mobic. It's one of the newer ones. And I think the older ones that first came out, and really the first one that came out for dogs was called Rimadyl, and that was in the 90s. And I think there's still some, they call them COX-1 inhibitors, COX-2 inhibitors. It still has a COX-1 effect, I think. I think the newer one, Medicam, has less effect on the GI. And I find that you give it less and still have a better, a good effect. And that's my goal too. I don't like to do non-steroidals daily for my patients. I'd rather have them, you know, if they do well every 3 days, then that's what I'll recommend.
As needed.
Yeah. Or as needed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know with myself, I'm Mr. Non-Pharmaceutical, but you know, again, chronic pain will bring you to your knees at times. And for me, just barely to function, I had to do several of them. Mobic was one of them. But I do know that my kidney function decreased. There was no doubt. I was at a pretty high rate, and now I'm at a very average rate, which I don't like. Hopefully that will rebuild now that I'm completely off all painkillers and doing all the right things. Well, all right. Well, for more information to people, how they can talk, they can contact you, website, phone number. Where are you at?
Yes, we're Chattanooga Holistic Vet. We're on Main Street, 918 East Main Street. And we're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6.
Easy to find. I go down and eat Southern Star many days, and we'll pass right by your place. All right, cool. And we'll look forward to your visit in about 3 more months on more and more topics to empower you to help your pet, because we don't have a lot of people out there that are speaking this language. So we're very, very fortunate to have Dr. Smith here on Vital Health Radio. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we've got a list of some really potent information to help you, again, empower yourself. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Ed Jones here with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Hey, Clint, tell about your podcast. What you got going?
Yeah, I have several. Thank you very much. DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, conversations with interesting people around politics, business, entertainment, relationships. Dayfirepodcast.com with Dawson Wheeler, the former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters, Adventures in the Great Outdoors. Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. Infamous Cases, Cold Cases, and Policing. And then Of, By, and For the People, conversations around the American Experiment and headlines and constitutional deep dives. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. We only have about 3.5 minutes left. I want to get in about 3 points here.
Okay.
One is, don't forget those chips we talked about. It's called Wild, W-I-L-D-E.
And you forgot to bring up something today, too.
What?
The cream. the pain cream. We didn't get to do it.
I gave the Clint boys some hemp CBD pain cream that I had used for my hips, and I will not. I can't say that it allowed me to sleep, but what it did was it took 10 to 20% of the edge off.
It helped
me
sleep a little bit.
Did it?
Yeah.
And it's we can't remember the name because it's not sitting here.
I just wanted to say thank you.
But it's a little kind of purple blue bottle, and it's one amazing cream. Love Dr. Lasar's information. Yep. Love Dr. Smith's information. This has been a super educational with experts today.
And
show.
You have two more points because I interrupted you. Yeah. Chips was number one. What are your other two points?
Oh, one is the I'm excited about an upcoming podcast, and it's going to be on ketamine IV therapy. Mm. It's something near and dear to my heart. I know a pretty good amount about it. We're going to have Charles on from the clinic here in Chattanooga. He's been doing it quite some time, just a true expert in that field. So I'm very excited to help educate people about the potential for neuroplasticity. One, that's what ketamine does, which is it actually makes the brain cells be able to turn kind of the hands of the clock back, makes it more functional as far as brain activity. Two, anxiety and depression. Three, people who have not come to terms with a lot of hardships, PTSDs in their life.
Trauma.
It is an amazing kind of therapy to help you to not remove, but to have a perspective that brings peace into a lot parts of life. So I'm excited to have that in two or three more weeks. I'm not sure when that will be. Interesting study, real quickly, for every hour you sit, your life expectancy decreases by 2 hours. Ugh. For comparison, every cigarette smoke reduces your life by 11 minutes. This is from the book Desk Bound, Standing Up to a Sitting World. It has some very strong evidence that sitting is I say this often, sitting's a new smoking, and it's actually worse.
I'll be honest, I started podcasting. My health is, it's harder on my joints.
Huh.
Seriously. I'm not standing as much. I'm sitting 80% of my day now, unless I'm at the gym.
And you know, I've sat more the past 3 years due to pain than I have my entire life. And I have not really thought. Now, going to the gym is very helpful.
But yeah, I do that too.
I'm back up on my feet some, a lot more. And I had not thought of the connection even for myself. So that's pretty interesting. I found this just super because the mechanism of medicine is so hardwired that you can't break the mold in this country. Well, the goal of reducing inappropriate antibiotic use in the UK, they have made a decision. The UK Department of Health now recommends the use of honey as the first line of treatment for coughs. You do not, as a doctor, give antibiotics for cough any longer. You recommend honey. Now, Manuka honey is the honey that actually kills viruses and bacteria, and so because it's antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antioxidants.
I've always heard that you need local honey for allergy stuff. Is that two different honeys?
Yes, the real science is Manuka is the only honey. And I did a podcast on The Holistic Navigator. If you Google The Holistic Navigator with the word Manuka honey, it was the farmer who grows it over in the faraway country. There's only one place on the earth it can be grown, and it is a true natural antibiotic. So Manuka honey and Nutrition World does sell it, but The Holistic Navigator.
I need to come in and get some of that.
But it's expensive stuff. I only do it if I felt something coming on, but I have seen it work wonders.
But to your point, I know you're wrapping the show up, that goes back to having your green medicine cabinet.
Exactly.
You keep it there, you start getting sick, now you have that with your oregano stuff
and
your nose sprays.
We're going to try to come up with a kit.
Olive leaf and all that.
And most of those things last 3 years, so it's not like they're going to expire. Manuka can last as long as you keep the bottle closed.
Yeah.
All right, my friend, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.